Welcome to Baker Bowl in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting second. The third baseman, Woody English. Batting third. The center fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Moore. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Burley Grimes. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Burley Grimes. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kiddo Davis. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Klein. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Hurst. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hal Lee. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Les Malin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Collins. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Phil Collins. And now, play ball. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann takes first base on ball four. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English takes first base on ball four. Hermann moves to second. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hermann moves to third. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hermann scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Klein reaches second base with a double. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hurst settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hurst. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verly Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Todd reaches second base with a double. Lee goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 1, Phillies, 1. Les Malin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Todd moves to third. Two outs. Phil Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. English hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herman moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herman scores. English moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins juggles the ball. That's an error on Collins. English scores. Kyler moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Kyler moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore throws the ball into Gerges, who tags Klein trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Davis moves to third. Two outs. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurst hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Burley Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitney strikes out. One out. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Todd hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hermann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mallon misplays the ball. That's an error on Mallon. Hermann moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a line drive into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Klein. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Hermann scores. English moves to third. It's 4-1, Cubs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. English scores. Stevenson moves to third. It's 5-1, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mallon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Les Mallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallon is 0-for-1 in the game. Mallon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Davis reaches second base with a double. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. Bartel moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Klein hits a line drive towards first. Grimm reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Burley Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 0 for 2 in the game. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman misplays the ball. That's an error on Herman. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Taylor for a passed ball. Whitney moves to second. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Todd hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Todd reaches second base with a double. Whitney scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Les Malin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malin is 0 for 2 in the game. Malin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Todd scores. It's 5-4, Cubs. Spud Davis pinch hits for Phil Collins. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Malin moves to third. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Flint Ram now pitching. Spud Davis now catching. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. English hits a pop-up towards first. Hurst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bartel strikes out. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Donhurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Klein. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Klein steals second. Donhurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 0 for 3 in the game. Hurst hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Hurst reaches second base with a double. Klein scores. It's Cubs, 5, Phillies, 5. Bud Tinning now pitching. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinning spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Tinning. Hurst moves to third. Whitney moves to second. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 3 in the game. Lee is walked intentionally. Flint Rem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rem hits a ball on the ground towards second. Herman juggles the ball. The ball bounces towards short. Gerges picks up the ball and throws Whitney out. Hurst scores. Lee moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-5, Phillies. Les Malin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malin hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moore bunts towards the mound. Rem fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevenson moves to second. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 3 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Guttet pinch hits for Zach Taylor. Marv Guttet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guttet takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett pinch hits for Billy Gerges. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Stevenson moves to third. Guttet moves to second. Stanhack pinch hits for Bud Tinning. Stanhack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. Guttet moves to third. Hartnett moves to second. It's Cubs, 6, Phillies, 6. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Herman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guttet scores. There goes Hartnett trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Hack moves to second. It's 7-6, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Guy Bush now pitching. Gabby Hartnett now catching. Stan Hack now playing third base. Woody English now playing shortstop. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bartel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bartel. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Bartel steals second. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Klein takes first base on ball 4. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Bush covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. English takes first base on ball 4. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kyler bunts towards the mound. Ram settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mallon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a line drive into center field. Davis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davis. Stevenson goes all the way around to score. Moore moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-4 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Whitney hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, Cubs. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cliff Heathcote pinch hits for Flint Rem. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote bunts and there's an error on the play. Lee moves to third. Les Mallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mallon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee scores. Heathcote moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 8, Phillies, 8. Leroy Hermann now pitching. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Jumbo Elliott now pitching. Leroy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hartnett hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 8. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bartel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kyler. Bartel reaches second base with a double. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Kline takes first base on ball 4. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hurst bunts in front of the plate. Hartnett fields it and throws to first for the out. Bartel moves to third. Kline moves to second. One out. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitney takes first base on ball 4. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to home to get Bartel. Kline moves to third. Whitney moves to second. Two outs. Jumbo Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Hermann scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Elliott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mallon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. English strikes out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kyler. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Kyler steals second. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field. Kline picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kline. Kyler scores. Stevenson moves to second. It's 9-8, Cubs. Frank Demery pinch hits for Johnny Moore. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kline. Demery reaches second base with a double. Stevenson scores. It's 10-8, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 5 in the game. Grimm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Phillies 8. The Phillies will come to bat. Frank Demery now playing right field. Les Malin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malin is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Malin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Davis reaches second base with a double. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 3-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Bartel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and two walks. Klein takes first base on ball 4. Bartel moves to second. Jackie May now pitching. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hurst hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and Philadelphia Phillies, 8. Goodbye from Baker Bowl in Philadelphia.